Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in-store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week. Now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 90, finally, and I'm here with Rylan.
Yeah, I'm here. Finally 90. Finally at 90. So 10 more to get that triple digit 100.
Yeah, yeah.
Before this episode starts, you know, obviously join our Discord. You know, we say that every episode. We've been saying that for months now. Been stuck at 20 members for like months now. And, you know, if you don't, Piranha Plant here will bite your fingers.
Yeah.
And we'll have maybe Fred or Zelda scratch you somewhere.
He gets upset. Alright, so a new Game Boy-like system has been announced.
I got a whole bunch of crap for this.
Okay.
It says here, authentic new chromatic handheld plays Game Boy cartridge just like you remember. Retro gaming is bigger than ever, and as old hardware has started to break down, modern recreations of or direct modifications to the original systems have become increasingly popular. The market for these futurized consoles is absolutely alive and kicking, with the likes of a disc's first machine like the Poly Mega or Analogs line of high-end FPGA cartridge devices like the Super NT, Mega SG, and even software emulation based on offerings like the RetroPri Hyperkin, rather affordable yet somewhat melding retro in boxes. It says here, what to do with all those beautiful tiny Game Boy titles in your dusty collection, though? Well, we've already got the expensive top-tier Analog Pocket. Isn't that like another Game Boy recreation?
Yeah, it's another like emulation handheld. Well, it plays cartridges too, but yeah.
It's more expensive, I guess.
Yeah, they can be pretty pricey.
Yeah. I hear. To contend with, contend with the Analog Pocket, says here, which I'm going to be reviewing very soon. Obviously not me, but
whoever this is, wrote the article. Sources in the description if you want to go see who it is.
It says here, but there are there, to put them, are there any worthy competitors? It seems that now there are, you know, sort of. It says here, spearhead by annoyingly smart and productive Oculus VR creator Palmer Luckley. Throwback company Mod Retro is bringing out the very Vaporwave Chromatic, a allegedly but faithful upgraded portable ODE to both the pioneering Game Boy and its slightly less green screen successor, the Game Boy Color. The analog, like the Analog Pocket, the Chromatic will use FPGA hardware emulation, which means a possible complete compatibility with all GB and GBC Color, so Game Boy and Game Boy Color cartridges, and those respective libraries. Trust me, there's a lot of games. It says here, it's probably 2002.
It's quite a lot of games.
You turn page real quick. It's like a book.
Yeah, pretty much.
It says, and yes, this little retro rascal plays legal physical cartridge games, not only no dirty ROMs, although I'm sure particular limitation will be cracked in no time, just like it was with the Analog Pocket. I'm talking about morally sound, God-fearing cartridge backups of real cartridges, your own, of course. So if you have Game Boy cartridges and stuff, you're going to be able to use it with this new Game Boy.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so that's basically what it's for, is just the player backup of Game Boy or Game Boy Color.
Yeah.
It doesn't support Game Boy Advance cartridges. From what I've seen, it just says Game Boy and Game Boy Color, so...
Yeah. So, no Game Boy Advance yet, at least.
Yeah, they might come out with another device that does, I don't know, but... As of right now, it's just DMG, Game Boy, and Game Boy Color.
Yeah.
Is that all you have?
That's all it.
Okay.
I was fixing the papers.
I wasn't sure if you were done or not.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I've seen this topic. I thought it was pretty cool. I like when they come out with, obviously we cover like emulation handhelds, but technically this isn't an emulation handheld because it's wanting to use physical cartridges.
Yeah.
But like it said in the article, somebody will find a way around that and be able to play ROMs on it.
Yeah.
And therefore it'd be an emulation device.
People obviously just figure that out.
Oh, they will. They'll figure it out. I give them...
Less than a month.
Well, definitely less than a month. I'd say probably 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, I was just about to say maybe like 3 weeks or so.
Yeah, it doesn't take... Once people get their hands on a device, it don't take them long at all.
Yeah.
To crack it and...
People were smart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. This next topic, I think of Ryland. Valorant is coming to console, which was announced today at the Summer Game Fest.
It's pretty cool. You know, Valorant's PC game, it's like it was just made for PC. So, it says here, Riot's tactical shooter Valorant has been a PC exclusive game since launch in 2020, but that is changing very soon. The developer has finally provided some details on the console version of the game, which will still be in a limited beta on the PS5 and Xbox Series X and S, starting on June 14th. What's the date?
Today, data recording is June 8th.
So...
6 days.
6 days. There will be like a beta or something for it?
Yeah. Yep.
It says here, you can register right here. I don't know what says it. It says here, the beta will be limited to the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Europe, and Japan. And Riot says that it will be possibly rolling out to the remainder of global regions shortly thereafter. There's no words on when, you know, the full launch was going to happen or whatever. We just know like there's going to be a little beta June 14th.
Right. There's no release date for the official release yet.
Yeah. It says here, Riot said the console versions of Valorant feature custom-built gameplay and the cross-play between console and PC will not be available for competitive reasons. Because, you know, controller and keyboard mouse are completely different.
Yeah, don't mix very well.
Yeah, and especially when it does, in games people get that mad. Provide, like, you need aim, especially. It's yeah, not fair.
And then controller usually gets aim assist.
Yeah. And
you know. Makes PC players mad, especially in Call of Duty.
Yeah. People complain about aim assist all the time.
Yeah. Even though controller does need it because it is easier to aim with a mouse.
Yeah. It says here, the game will support cross progression. If you choose to play on both PC and console, meaning your skins and progression will carry over between platforms. So I'm guessing that's you're going to be able to log into your account once you get the game. And then you're going to be able to get all your skins and whatnot.
You probably just sign into your Riot account.
Yeah.
And then it would transfer over.
I got here. It says here, we were admitted that Riot, Valorant's core competitive gameplay must feel natural on a controller. Production director Arner, what the crap? Harfin? Oh, that's like a weird, like really long last name. I'm not even going to try to say that.
Arner Galfason?
I have no idea. But, you know, he said in a statement, it says here, and if we couldn't deliver on the gameplay promise, we had to be prepared to walk away from it. We hope we nailed it, but ultimately our players will have to be, you know, the final say. A mobile version of Valorant was also announced in 2021.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It says here, through there has been, you know, little word since then. The console port will be jumping into a very crowded space for online shooters going up against not only mainstreams like Fortnite, Apex Legends, and Overwatch 2, but upcoming games like Marvel Rivals and Sony Concord. So there's going to be a mobile one eventually, but you know, there's no word on it.
Wonder how that would
I don't know. I don't know at all.
You go from that'd playing rough. Just keyboard and mouse to mobile. Like, that would be...
Mobile shooters are difficult.
Oh, definitely.
Besides Warzone. Definitely. You know, Warzone's kind of easy.
Yeah. Especially with controller support.
Yeah.
I wonder if Valorant Mobile would have controller support. Hmm? I'd say probably.
Yeah, probably, because, you know.
Especially, I mean, since it's coming to console, they could just transfer the controls over.
I wonder how the controls are going to work exactly.
I don't know.
It's going to be weird. That's all I'm going to say. Because there's many buttons you have to use.
Yeah.
Because you have different abilities and all that. Like,
I don't know. I guess they... They figured it out.
I don't know. We'll see. Guess they might use the D-pad for some things or something.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, that would make sense to use the D-pad for, I mean, that's four extra buttons there.
Yeah. We'll see, though.
And then you can use L3 and R3.
I'm just shooting. Oh, yeah, for the bumpers.
The sticks, L3 and R3, clicking the sticks, you know, use that for something.
Yeah. I wonder what, though.
Who knows? We'll find out eventually, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. So the Fallout TV show is, they're saying now it could last up to 5 seasons.
That's crazy. 5 whole seasons.
Yeah.
It says here, the Fallout TV show on Amazon Prime Video was a massive success, providing a significant boost to game sales and easily securing a second season. That said, the popularity of the immensely surprising to showrunner Graham Wager, as he explained to the Hollywood Reporter. Wager also said that the creators had talked about doing 5 seasons of the series, which looks more feasible now after all the positive reactions. The popularity of the show is an immense surprise. I don't think it's a surprise because Fallout's a big series.
It's a really popular series.
So I don't really think it's a surprise that, you know, people like it.
Well, maybe they knew people would like it. They just didn't expect so many people to watch it.
I mean, people who have never even played Fallout are watching it.
Right. Yep.
And they enjoy it. So
yeah.
It says here, we made it for ourselves and that it was an important part of approach. And you never know how that's going to go. So they're just really surprised that it's took off, like the show was. It's gotten really popular and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know, like different shows that are based off of games. So like The Last of Us.
Yeah.
That's one I couldn't see going 5 seasons.
Yeah, I wonder how they're going to do.
There's just not enough content.
How are they going to do Fallout for 5 seasons? Are they going to like maybe do some of the game stories?
Maybe.
Or what?
Like, cuz I guess, I mean, the series isn't based off of like one game or nothing. Like it's just
based off of like the nuclear crap.
Right. It's so
I've never
From what I've really seen, like what I've seen online, I have like just what I've seen online, it's supposed to be taking place sometime after Fallout 4 game, so
wasn't
but it's not
like
based
the,
on like an actual
wasn't it
game,
like 70s or something like that.
I think it was
old timey, like
yeah, it's definitely old timey.
So I think it was around 70s or so. Fallout 4 took place in.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, guys, in the comments of YouTube or whatever,
or messages on Discord.
Yeah. Say you're retarded.
Yeah, I don't know exactly, but it's good to see that the series is finding success and that it could go for 5 seasons or maybe more. You know, they're just looking at maybe 5 seasons at this moment. It could go more if it continues to be successful.
Yeah, which I feel like it's going to be more successful as the time goes on.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I'd say I used to have the numbers I talked about before, but it was a ridiculous amount of people that watched this. And like this games are like in the top like sales right now because of the series. Like people are buying the games and playing the games for the first time.
Yeah, people enjoy the stuff. They're like, I'm going to play these Fallout games. You know, the show was amazing.
Yeah.
So the games have to be good as well, which, you know, Fallout is a great series.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't like
Fallout
76.
We said the same thing. But it's a great game.
A lot of people didn't like it, but that's when it first came out. It came out with bugs, you know, Bethesda made it. No, but Bethesda, they fixed it since then, I guess. They fixed a lot of the bugs and glitches with 76.
I remember when it first came out because I got it.
It's based in West Virginia.
Yeah. I tried to find my house.
yeah. We found the round where it would be. Like, the map's not exact on West Virginia or nothing. It's just they have some stuff from the state. But, like, as we speak right now, I'm downloading Fallout 4. Like,
yeah. Ashton was just waiting. He was on his phone scrolling through YouTube shorts.
Yeah, it's just because we've been trying to find games to download all days. We've been playing 2K and just trying to find games to download. We download Black Ops 2. And
then
so I was like, haven't played Fallout 4 in a long time. I was like, yeah, I'll play it.
Yeah, I haven't seen Fallout 4 gameplay in forever. I've never really played it, sadly. I can play it.
You've never played Fallout 4?
Well, actually, yeah, I have. Never mind. I put it on Luke's PlayStation.
Oh, yeah.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. So this is also announced today at the Summer Game Fest. Lego Horizon Adventures launches holiday 2024.
That's what the prawn is a Lego.
Yeah, he is.
You guys can't tell he's a Lego.
No, he's real.
Yeah, and he's real. In the last episode, he didn't have a jaw.
No, you can't tell, though, but my son knocked it off the counter at a cat or something, knocked it off my file cabinet, and broke his jaw. Actually, it was the top of his head. I just flipped it around so it looked normal. But I fixed it today.
To guys.
Yeah.
But we've been talking about Legos a lot recently.
They've been, I mean, just with them this? With collab with video games, whether yeah, it's a like, set or a game. Like, it's been crazy lately. Like, they've been,
I know.
Legos make a lot of money off of games.
Especially, you know, we've been talking about like Mario set, Sonic
the Legend
X,
of Zelda one.
Legend of Zelda one.
It's $300.
It's ridiculous. Isn't it like the shield?
No, it's the Great Deku Tree, but it's a 2-in-1 set. It's the Great Deku Tree from Ocarina of Time and Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, you can like switch the pedals and stuff.
So I gotta get that.
Eventually.
Yeah, I might wait for a sale or something.
Yeah, because $300 is ridiculous. And I get it.
You can't. It's not an easy switch either. So, if you want to display them, you got to buy two.
Yeah.
If you want to display them both, because it's not something that you want to. I mean, you got to take a lot of stuff apart to switch it over to the other.
Yeah, you can't just snap stuff off and all that.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah. But I got here. Sony and Lego have officially announced their Lego Redemption of Horizon Zero Dawn. I remember you kept talking about that game because you like
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah,
it's fun. I haven't got very far.
I played a little bit of it.
I mean, it's fun though.
I played a little bit of it because on PlayStation.
It's cool fighting robot dinosaurs.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It gets difficult sometimes.
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
it's a hard game.
Yeah.
It says here, entitled Lego Horizon Adventures at Summer of Gaming Today. It's coming to Nintendo Switch, PC, PlayStation 5 at launch this holiday. It says here, Lego Horizon Adventures is an action-adventure game inspired by the world of Horizon and designed for two-player couch co-op. So, I mean, you could play.
Yeah, you could. And I think, like, just Horizon Zero Dawn and Forbidden West is just one player. So, co-op being in a Horizon game is new.
Yeah. Says here, what was that? Okay. It appears to be a comedic take on Horizon, co-developed by what is that?
Gorilla.
What the crap? How's it spelled like that? Gorilla Games and Studio Gubo by Alloy, as the star and very loosely following story of Zero Dawn. Alloy still fights cool robot dinosaurs, they are very shiny looking. Thunderjaw fight. in the trailer, says here, but it's all a little silly, very, very Lego. There also appears to be plenty of unlockable costumes for both Alloy and her co-op companion. What would the co-op companion be? Like a random character?
It's some dude. I watched the trailer. That's the only reason I know. But
some dude.
I don't know who it is. I don't know the series that well. Like I said, I've only played Horizon Zero Dawn a little bit, and I played Forbidden West very, very slightly. Yeah. So I don't know everybody in the series or anything. It's just some guy that I've seen on there. He might be a big part of the story. I don't know, but
yeah,
like I said, I don't know a whole lot about the series.
It says here, and the ability to make a customizable base in Mother's Heart, that you can fill with lots of buildings that were not necessarily available in regular Horizon. Lego Horizon Adventures was leaked earlier this month by various reports, but with few details. We've previously seen Lego collaborations with PlayStation and Guerrilla Games for an actual physical Lego sets based on the game, and Lego has made a number of successful video games with based on Star Wars, Marvel, and other properties, but a Lego version of an already existing first-party video game is a new frontier for the company. Actually, is it though? Because, you know, they did Mario.
Lego?
It says...
Yeah, well, I think it's talking about... Well, Lego hasn't made a Mario game. I think that's what it's talking about in the game.
Oh, yeah. It could be that.
So, basically, this is a Sony game, but it's coming to Nintendo Switch, PC, and PlayStation 5.
Huh. So, it's gonna be a Sony game, but on Switch.
Yeah, so... It's a crazy world we live in right now because Xbox games
are coming to
PlayStation, and then we're having a PlayStation game going to Nintendo Switch.
What's next? Switch game going to...
Never.
No.
Never. Switch games will never go to other platforms, I don't think. Maybe one day they'll go to PC, but I doubt it.
Yeah. That's the reason people have emulation and stuff, because it's
exactly.
Not...
Like we was playing earlier.
Yeah. Super Mario Wonder. It's fun. It is so fun. I didn't think it was going to be like that fun. But
I'll have to set it up for you.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I just thought that was crazy. Like, I mean, this game might be worth picking up, honestly, because, like I said, Horizon Zero Dawn, it's fun, and then...
Both of the games are fun.
Yeah, and Forbidden West is fun, too. I play a little bit, but... it might be worth picking up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just Nintendo right now, like... That's crazy that, or just gaming in general.
Gaming
got
else.
PlayStation 5, I mean, Xbox games on PlayStation 5, and then...
Isn't it on Switch, too? Some of them.
Some of them. I know, like, you know, different ones. Like
Sea of Thieves is or anything like that.
No, I know Cuphead is, and that's made by Microsoft.
Yeah.
And then the Ori games, Ori and the Will of the Wisps, Ori and Blind Forest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Honestly,
gaming's in a crazy state at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. All right. So we'll just move on to our last topic. Just going back to the Fallout TV series. Have you watched it at all?
Nope.
No.
To be honest, it's honestly the first time I've heard about it.
What? Yeah. When you do a gaming podcast.
I do a gaming podcast. I don't keep up much gaming news.
Oh, yeah. Just the ones I send you?
Basically. Well, and then, you know, I hear a whole bunch of stuff, but I didn't really hear much on it. I mean, I've seen a trailer of it.
Oh, that's good.
But
there's only 8 episodes in the first season. We watched all 8, and it's really, really good. You got to watch it.
I will eventually.
It's on Amazon Prime. It's good. It's good.
Yeah, I'll watch it eventually. But, yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I love Fallout, so I most likely like it.
See, I'm one of the ones that I have played Fallout games. Yeah. Not very much. So I was one of the ones that kind of went into the series not really knowing what was going on. But it does a good job explaining.
That's how you remember how the FNAF movie came out.
Yeah.
I knew everything about the lore. Well,
I did. I watched the video exactly. Right before I watched the movie.
Watched
to catch me up and then watched the movie. It was a good movie. But just kind of the same thing. I just went into this series not really knowing a whole lot about it. Just what a little bit I've played of the Fallout games. But it does a good job explaining what's going on. And it's its own thing anyway, not really following the game. So it does a good job explaining it. And it's really good. You got to watch it. Anybody that has not watched it and you like gaming, watch it. You
will probably enjoy it too.
It's good.
And
really
good. If you like the
Fallout, even if you
series.
Don't like gaming, which I don't know why you're listening to a game podcast if you don't like gaming, but just watch it. Whatever. No matter who you are, watch it. Give it a chance. It's really good. Don't rob yourself of it. It's that good.
Wow, you're really glazing it. So
it is nice.
I think it's good.
It's very good. But that's all the topics we have.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys for watching or listening. Join our Discord, like Rollins said at the beginning.
Piranha, hold up. My cup's kind of covering. We'll eat you.
He will eat you.
He will eat
you. He's going to skip the fingers. He's just going to eat
you. He's just going to eat you. He may look small now, but he can grow.
He will grow. But join our Discord. Once we get 30 members, we will have a movie night and some kind of giveaway, whether it's merch. Like, I got my Two Brothers Game shirt on right now.
It's nice. It's the first time I've seen it in person. It's really nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to get one eventually.
And then join our podcast socials, our Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts.
Yeah.
Our personal Twitch, Kick, and YouTube accounts. Our podcast, Twitter, Instagram, everything but Facebook, TikTok. If you want custom merch, you can DM us on Discord or Instagram.
Yeah.
Rylan, you have anything?
Let me check, actually.
I think we're at 302.
Yeah, 301. We're at 301.
301,000
downloads. Still crazy to me.
I mean,
thank you for that. And we average over... We almost average, I think, 11,500 downloads. So that's awesome. Just need to thank you guys for that. Oh, yeah, a week. That's crazy. And remember, we were struggling to get 500 at one point.
Yeah.
Now we're just making this. So thank you guys. Wouldn't be possible without you.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Obviously.
You guys are the reason.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely appreciate you guys
for
all the support. But, you have anything else?
Just follow our podcast socials, personal socials. Facebook, not Facebook. I mean, I got a Facebook, but it's just mainly just look for talk to family on there.
Yeah, I don't even get on Facebook. If somebody messages me on Messenger, I'll message them back.
But, you know, we have Instagram, TikTok, Twitch, Kick, YouTube. You know, that's really about it. We're available on like every podcast platform, every main podcast platform, and then. Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah. Yeah, we appreciate you guys, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Yeah.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.